Stories, Real and Magical by Leo Tolstoy. Narrated by Gondre Lewis. The Shark. Our ship was anchored by the shores of Africa. It was a beautiful day, with a fresh breeze blowing from the ocean. But the weather changed by evening. It turned stuffy, and the hot air from the Sahara Desert blasted us as if from a hot furnace. Before sunset, the captain stepped out onto the deck and shouted, "Swim!" In a minute, the sailors jumped into the water, lowered a sail, tied the corners, and made it into a swimming pool. There were two boys on the ship with us. They were the first to jump into the water, but the sail was too cramped for them, and they decided to race out in the open ocean. The two of them cut through the water as quick as lizards and swam toward the barrel marking the location of the anchor. One of the boys had outpaced his friend at first, but then started lagging behind. His father, an old artilleryman, was standing on deck watching his son. When the boy fell behind, his father called to him, "Don't give up! Come on!" Suddenly, someone on deck shouted, "Shark!" And we all saw the sea monster's back in the water. The shark was swimming straight at the boys.
"Get back! Get back! Come back, shark!"
shouted the old gunner. But the boys did not hear him, and they swam further and further away, laughing and shouting even merrier and louder than before. The gunner, pale as a sheet, stood still watching the children. The sailor lowered a boat, jumped into it, and rowed toward the boys as quickly as they could, but they were too far, while the shark was a mere 20 paces away. The boys did not hear the shouting at first, and did not see the shark. But then one of them looked back. We heard a piercing scream, and the boys swam in different directions. The scream seemed to have woken up the gunner. He ran to the cannons, turned one of them, loaded, aimed, and lit the fuse. All of us on board froze in terror and waited what would happen. There was a loud boom, and we saw the gunner fall by the cannon, covering his face. We could not see what happened to the shark or the boys because there was smoke in the air. When it finally scattered, a quiet whisper rushed through the crowd, then grew louder, and then finally turned into a loud, joyous shout. The old gunner looked up, rose, and turned toward the ocean. The yellow belly of the dead shark bobbed in the waves. In a few minutes, the boat reached the boys and took them back to the ship. Two Brothers, a Fairy Tale. Two brothers went on a journey together. At noon, they settled to rest in a forest. When they woke up, they saw a stone lying on the ground next to them. The stone had some writing on it. They looked closer and read, "To anyone who finds this stone, go straight into the woods toward the east. You shall come to a river. Swim across to the other side. You shall see a she-bear with cubs. Take the cubs and run up the nearest hill. Atop the hill, you shall find a house, and in that house, your happiness." The brothers read what was written, and the younger of the two said, "Let us go together. Perhaps we can make it across the river, get the bear cubs to the house, and find our happiness together." Then the eldest brother said, "I shall not go into the woods to take cubs from a bear, and I do not advise you to do so either. First of all, no one knows whether the stone tells the truth. Maybe it's all a joke. We might not have read it right. Second, even if it's true, what if we go into the woods and it gets dark? We won't make it to the river and we'll get lost instead. Even if we do find the river, how will we get across? What if it's swift and broad? Third, if we cross the river, it's no easy matter to take the cubs away from a she-bear. She'll kill us for sure, and we shall be lost for nothing. Fourth, even if we manage to take the cubs..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?